This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. Starting with the Marlins, who fell to the Astros 8-2. Sandy Alcantara gave up 6 earned runs, including 5 in the fourth. The Fish look to bounce back game 2 tonight with the first pitch at 6:40 from Lone Depot Park. Over to the Dolphins, who'll get a day off today with one more practice in Miami tomorrow. They'll head to Chicago for a joint practice on Friday before Sunday's preseason opener. And to the Canes, they'll get a day off today as well. We will be taking the show on the road, broadcasting live from Canes Camp on Thursday morning. Joe, we're getting some good interviews lined up for that one. That'll be a fun day.
That's going to be fun out there. It is. And guys, getting some work. Can't wait to see Carson Beck, to be honest, man. Can't see what it's going to look like, no matter what anybody says. And I know he's his own guy, but people are going to kind of match him up, compare him to Cam Ward a little bit.
I would try to steer people away from doing that, I guess. But the problem is Cam Ward is you could put him up there, Joe, that season that he had with the best that program has ever put out.
No. So it was really good, but, you know, it was a whole transfer portal.
I think he's going to be really good. And, by the way, I think Carson Beck's got a good head on his shoulders, and that's just from getting to spend a little time with him up in Charlotte.
Okay.
You know, and I know there's been a lot of stuff said and whatever, and, you know, it'll be nice to actually see him play.
Yeah.
Like, physically play, but.
Well, he's jumping right into it. There's no warm-up. Right into Notre Dame. No. Hello.
No.
Hello. Here we go. So anyway, yeah, we'll be out there Thursday, and we're looking forward to it. Yeah, it'll be fun, and Mario is always great with us being out there, so we appreciate it, and I think everybody's looking forward to seeing if they really are a top-10 team, if they really look the part of a top-10 team, and if they're more balanced than they were a year ago. I got to tell you, the other one that we all take for granted, they had a really good field goal kicker last year. It's always forgotten in every conversation. We go offense, defense. And we forget the year. I don't know what his final numbers were. That guy who's now kicking with the Patriots, right? Is that where he is? Borgalis? He was unbelievable. When a kicker gets drafted, you know they're really friggin' good. And
that one guy from FSU almost ruined it for all of them? Remember the Bucs? I think it was the Bucs. The Bucs took, Aguayo?
Second round.
Yeah.
Was unbelievable, Florida State. Unbelievable, Florida State, and got to Tampa Bay, and
they call that the yips.
He just lost his confidence. It was bad. They had to cut him.
Yeah.
Second round. That's how when they went, they were doing evaluation of how important a field goal kicker is, but they went second round to grab him. They didn't wait later on. They said, "No, we need him." And boy, that thing did not work out. But I tell you what, a lot of games going to be close. And you're gonna need the hot field goal kicker again, like you got last year. You got a little spoiled. So we're finally just about tomorrow. we're here. Dolphins will have a practice and then be taken off for Chicago. And to me, you go from homework to now you get the quiz and you get the test for all these young guys, whether you're Storm Duck, Ethan Bonner, and all the rest of those guys. Dante Trader, they're talking about Dante Trader going to get a lot. He's back now as a rookie safety that they drafted. You get a chance to see the draft class on Sunday play and a lot of young guys. And again, just another important step with this team. A lot of offensive linemen are going to play. They won't play a lot of the key starters, if at all, in this game. But I am really curious to see how everybody steps up. There is a thought that this team is pretty good, the first half of the roster, but needs to get more depth to it. So we'll find out. And the way you find out is Anthony Weaver says, we're going to play them, man. We're going to play them. We like them. They're going to be here. We got to get them ready to go. And so that's waited. Matter of fact, here's Anthony Weaver talking about the cornerback situation.
Absolutely. I have a tremendous amount of faith in who we have playing out there right now, in our coaches, and in our front seven's ability to help them. But the one thing I know about that group, Storm Duck, Ethan Bonner, Kendall Sheffield, I can go on and on, is that they come out here every day and compete, which is all we ask for. And we know that because of that, right, you talk about iron sharpened iron, they're gonna face better receivers than the guys that we have. So through that competition, both individually and collectively as a whole, that group is getting better. And when you have that mindset going into the day, right, like you can't help but respond to just what we're trying to do as a defense, right? So as we play better up front, those guys gain confidence both in their technique and fundamentals, and you're seeing that come to life. So while we may not have some of the names that you're used to around here in the secondary, no, I take that because we do have Minkah Fitzpatrick. Let's not act like we're just, right, we don't have any names out there. But those guys are fighting to make a name for themselves, and I think you're going to see that once the regular season starts.
So that was Anthony Weaver yesterday, along with all the coaches who are available on Monday, talking about Storm Duck and Ethan Bonner and Hilton and Sheffield and Jack Jones and the safety class of guys and how good they might be. It's weird, though. It is a weird one. Woody, top five guys from last year. Your starting corners, starting nickel, and two starting safeties. One injured, one traded, and three gone.
I've been saying this all along, Joe. Maybe we'll get surprised. Maybe it'll be a pleasant surprise. Guys will step up and, you know, make a name for themselves.
He's not going to put them in situations where they're not going to have a chance for success.
Yeah. Well, I do think the defensive line will be one of the better units on the team, though, right? Like, they should, and you, like he was just saying, they should be able to help
should
the
be
secondary
the best.
A little bit, right?
They should be the best group.
On the whole team?
Yes. That should be the best group.
Okay.
The front seven should be the best group.
Tend to go towards receivers, but okay.
Well, you got two receivers right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, the starting two receivers are...
Well, that was your issue last year, is that you couldn't score points late in the season, right? That was your big issue, mainly because the offensive line couldn't block anyone.
Mainly because we had our starting quarterback miss six games.
That didn't help, but you also... It didn't matter it was back there, right? You couldn't run the ball. You didn't have any time to throw. And that had to do with that two deep thing that bothers you.
I just think the strength of this group right now is where they spent the draft, and the pass rushers coming back, two pass rushers coming back, Bradley Chubb, Phillips, and Chop. And then their middle linebacker, if you want to get in specifically, Jordan Brooks, Dotson, and Willie Gay. That's a pretty good combo, and K.J. Britt in there as well. That's a pretty good group. So they have a really – front seven looks to be, right now, not only the starters, but the backups look to be the best group. So, again, we'll see what happens when it counts and how they do against Chicago and everything else. But we got to find out about the offensive line, the backups. And they're going to be without Austin Jackson for the next couple weeks. So that takes it through Chicago, through Detroit. And probably even Jacksonville, he may miss that as well to give him extra time to get healthy. And so You got to find out who your right tackle slash left tackle backup to Patrick Paul can be, because he's not just going to line up and take every snap out here just because he's a young guy. But I am sitting back, and I'm going to watch to see like you are, and then we'll see what it looks like, and see what it looks like first game against the Colts on the road. They've got their own problems trying to figure out who the starting quarterback's going to be. And by the way, for the Dolphins, that all of a sudden is a little more important here than other places, the backup quarterback, because of what happened a year ago. Absolutely, we're not ready when Tua went down with a backup quarterback. Whether we won some games, and we did, we won a couple of the games, or we lost games, you know, we did not have a good situation, a backup quarterback. Just not good. And so all of a sudden it makes this year and the two guys we have, Wilson and Hewers, a little bit more important, right? Getting them ready to go. So
I mean, obviously we hope we don't have to use those guys, but that would be nice.
It would be nice, but you know, you can say that. We're going to have injuries. And
I know, but I don't want to do the concussion thing again because it's getting exhausting.
The concussion?
Yeah.
Some of them were hip. At the end of the year, was
true.
Hip.
That's true. It was hip.
We got hipped out the last couple.
Hip, whatever. The concussion thing it's a rough debate, isn't it?
Yes.
Because you know what's going to happen if it happens again. You're going to get all the people that are like, how could you say that he can do what he wants? Or how you got to stop him from playing and all that stuff, right?
I would say one more of these things.
He's not going to retire.
No, he won't. And by the way, one more, and he's like, all right, I understand what, like, hey.
Yeah, but like, if the doctors clear him, the doctors clear him, right?
I'm not sure how at this point
know,
how it
I'm
works.
Just
I don't know how it works at this point going forward.
Somebody has to clear him.
I just wonder if somebody, I guess maybe the league can't do anything. Maybe you're right. Said, hey, listen, man.
We can't force him to retire.
This.
Unless the doctors don't clear him, right?
You're playing with severe problems down the road.
The problem becomes, Joe, like if this guy's going to play, I don't know, however many more years, it's probably going to happen again.
Yes.
Like I don't
probably
see
not going to go away.
It's possible.
Hey, a lot of guys get him. Some guys hide him better. Some guys bounce up and can fake the doctors out.
Josh Allen did a
There's been a lot of guys.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of guys that have been hit, and they either don't check at all, or the guy goes in the tent and comes right back out. He's fine. And going, okay, guy did a good job.
Tua goes all in on his concussions, though.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
His have been pretty severe.
I can't ever remember seeing that level of concussion. Do you? Like, I don't know. You guys were... You teed off on other people's heads.
I can give you two guys that come up, and this a long, long time ago, that went through bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Young and Troy Aikman. Do you remember? They were getting knocked and come back in and get knocked crazy. And yeah.
They do the stuff with the hands too? Like the.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
The close-ups, I don't know. I'd be making that one up on you.
Some of those receivers too used to get just killed.
There were.
By the way, Antonio Brown, probably a good example.
I don't know. A lot of people think that hit he took against, what was that, Cincinnati?
Yeah. I was watching some videos. They throw these old videos up. They were showing videos of Ray Lewis hitting guys.
Yeah.
And he was just, my God, man.
Launching.
Oh. A big guy.
So far.
He had a hit on Ocho Cinco, they showed in that video. And he just, Ocho Cinco was like in another universe.
I don't know if I saw that.
Yeah. A lot of those receivers, though, man. There used to be like, you get a flag, right? But.
You go back to the old days. You ever seen a footage of Lynn Swann going across the middle and the Raiders secondary? Just, he didn't even have the ball. And they just collided right into his head and knocked him out. Just knocked him into another world. And he didn't have the ball. I mean, they're just like sending a message. Don't run a square in around here. Now you're going to get hit. That's how they used to. I mean, it's crazy. Guys got hit. That used to be you run down the field and they'd hit you early, and they go, that's just a warning. That's like, so next time you run down here, I might go for the interception, but you're going to be thinking about me hitting you again. And sometimes it works. Because you know certain guys like, hey, we're going to run this seam route, and we want to let you know this guy, you know, this guy's going to hit you. Thanks. It's just what I wanted to hear. How about an interception? Go for the interception once in a while. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more. Going to college football with Brett McMurphy on 3 Sports College Football Insider. We'll talk to Brett about a lot of things going on, a lot of Miami Hurricane stuff, some Florida Gator stuff, some Florida State stuff. Florida State trying to bounce back from a 2-10. Damn, I forgot about that. Carson Beck will get into all that stuff with Brett coming up here in just a few minutes. First, though, I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T is nothing to mess with, man. I've had low T, and man, I remember when low T was so bad, I was so tired all the time and weekends. Like, I don't know what's wrong, man. I am dragging. Oh, it's age. This is normal. It's your age. This is what happened. No, I'm just, something's not right. And then ED, and like, uh-oh, my wife's making excuses for me. My sex drive was hit and miss, and it was just miss. There was nothing going on. And finally, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I got the testing done and all the important stuff, the T, the PSA test, met with their professionals. So they come back after you talk and you have the consultation and you go, all right, I'm going to go for it. Man, you get great results. They put together a program that's for you that you will get great results, and I mean fast. Every man's going to go through ED and low T. It's going to happen to every guy out there. Sometimes in your 40s, sometimes in your 50s, about half the men in their 50s, 60s, boy, all bets off in your 60s, 70s, you're probably in big trouble. Hey, all you have to do is go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, though. You're going to get great results. I can't tell you. Matter of fact, if Atlantic Men's Clinic, those guys are here right now, give them a big kiss because, man, I'm telling you right now, I got great results. They've got 7 locations in South Florida to serve you, including their brand new location in Hollywood. Call them today. Set up the first appointment. It's the most important one. Hear what they have to say. I know you care. I know you want to have more energy late in life, and I know you want your sex drive. Why do you want to stop? 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Atlantic Men's Clinic works.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. We bring in an old friend, Brett McMurphy, on Three Sports College Football Insider. Boy, it's that time of the year. Everybody's in camp now and trying to figure out. I saw Brett as I bring you in here. You got your top 25, and you got Miami right there in good spot at number 9 in your preseason poll.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Joe. Yeah, I didn't know if you guys knew this, but I've been doing, been doing the AP poll at least the last probably 10 years or so, maybe a little bit longer. And I have yet to find one person that has disagreed with my preseason top 25 every single year. It's kind of uncanny how no one ever disagrees with that.
You know,
I don't read any of my comments, so maybe that's why.
You are too funny. Hey, so I have to ask you about it and your take on Carson Beck. Everybody, I guess, wherever you're coming from, has got a little different take. What are your thoughts on being the Carson Beck being University of Miami quarterback?
Well, I think he'll do well. I think he'll be fine. I don't think it's, you know me, I'm a straight shooter. I don't think it's realistic that Miami's going to have the number one offense like they did with Cam Ward. And that doesn't mean they won't be successful. I think Mario will try to run the ball more because of the talent he has offensively. And obviously we know how much having an offensive line means to him. And I think Miami will have an outstanding offensive line, one of the best in the country again. But I think more importantly, I think Miami, even though the offense may not be as strong as a year ago, I think the team overall may be better because that's how much improvement I see defensively. I think the improvement on defensively is going to offset any regression or any dip they see offensively. So I think it'll be a net gain. But look, I mean, Beck will be fine. You know, he'll do what's needed. I've got Miami, you know, the second best ACC team, but behind a loaded Clemson team, one of the best teams Dabo's had there. But I just think offensively, I don't think it's realistic to expect Miami's offense to be better. But I think overall, the net gain is the Canes could be in a better position. But certainly we'll find out, we'll find out in the first half of the season if Miami's a contender or pretender. Obviously, you guys, I'm sure, are talking about the Notre Dame game every day. And then that three-game stretch, at the end of September, early October, where they go consecutive games with Florida at Florida State and then home against Louisville. I've got Louisville as probably the third or fourth best team in the ACC with SMU. So I think after that stretch right there, we'll know for sure what Miami's got. And if they're sitting at that stretch with only one loss, then I think they'll be a top 10 team, maybe higher. And the schedule sets up to really create a lot of momentum the back end with the biggest test, at SMU in November.
So we're so used to Notre Dame as they get set for that game Sunday, the August 31st. Hell, it's this month. This game's going to take place. And they're always physical. Big, strong, and physical up front. It got them right to the final game in college football playoffs. Same deal. It's got to stop the run. Is that how it kind of starts with Notre Dame?
Yeah, I mean, Jeremiah Love, one of the best running backs in the country. That's going to be the focal point of the offense. They lose Riley Leonard at quarterback. you know, this freshman C.J. Carr is expected to win the battle. And, you know, you've got a freshman making his first start on the road. That's not easy. But Notre Dame does return a lot of talent. You know, last year they suffered the worst loss of the season, bar none, when they lose to NIU. And then they ran the table with 13 consecutive wins and got to the title game, if not for a tremendous third and long play to Jeremiah Smith, Ohio State. You know, that's a one-score game, and maybe Notre Dame can pull off the upset. But it's going to be a similar team. I think, obviously, Marcus Freeman, you know, is going to put the offense on Love, especially early. And it'll be interesting to see how much, you know, leash they will give that freshman quarterback making his first start, you know, on the road, which will obviously be the, you know, one of the two or three biggest games of the opening week down in Miami.
Well, as you said, Miami Hurricanes also game four, Florida number 15 in your poll, and Miami will play. And it's really interesting. They got off to such a bad start, but then they played their ass off with DJ Lagway. What's your take on the Gators? How much better are they to start this season?
Yeah, Joe, I think it's really simple. DJ Lagway's healthy. This is a team that can get to the college football playoff. If he is not healthy, and that's not always a certainty, this could be a team fighting to stay above 500. He was 6-0 as a starter last season. But Florida's schedule, you know, besides Miami, it's tough. It's arguably the toughest in the country. They play seven teams that are on my preseason top 25 ballot.
Ooh.
So they could actually be a better team than last year, but it may not show on the win loss record. But the biggest thing for Florida is Lagway's health. Shoulder injury last year. He was in a boot until a few days ago. You know, can he remain upright? That is the key for Florida. But even if he is 100% healthy, with that schedule, you know, a 9-3 record with that schedule, I think they could have an outside shot to get into the playoff because that schedule is so tough. But certainly, you know, the key is Lagway staying healthy for the Gators.
All right, I got to ask you about Florida State. We'll hit all the alumni down here, all the big schools. So Florida State 2-10 last year. I was shocked to see. They were unbelievable the year before. They hit the transfer portal, knocked it out of the park, got great quarterback play till the end when the first two guys get knocked out. And then last year, it's terrible. How do they bounce back off that 2-10? How do you like this Florida State team?
Well, I mean, obviously, it can't be any worse, right? That's the good news. I didn't have him in my top 25. I actually listed, if I would have went 40 deep, who my 40 teams were. I didn't have him in that group. I have him a little bit outside. I think they'll be a lot better. You know, obviously the change at quarterback, Gus Malzahn comes back and reunites with Mike Norvell. He'll be the Seminoles offensive coordinator. You know, they brought in some quality transfers at wide receiver. They got a new defensive coordinator and Tony White, who comes in from Nebraska. I think they're going to be better. I don't know. I mean, look, just because they won't be in the top 25 in the preseason is not a bad thing. Last year's preseason top 25, 13 of the 25 teams ranked in the preseason top 25 did not finish ranked. So it's not necessarily a good thing to be ranked. And obviously Florida State was one of three teams that started the year ranked in the top 10 that finished unranked. So, you know, the Alabama game, I'm not going to say it's huge for them because I'm not expecting them to win. But if they could pull off an upset, certainly that would put them back as a legitimate contender, because a lot of people that I respect that are a lot smarter than me actually power rank Alabama as the number one team in the country. But even if they do lose that game, you know, the schedule sets up nice. Other than Miami, and, you know, they have Miami and Clemson, obviously, and then the finale against Florida. Other than those three, they could run the table the rest of the way. So, You know, the question is, how are Florida State fans' mindset? Is 9-3 okay for them? You know, last year, if we would have said, hey, would you take 9-3? They would have thought that was a disappointment until they rolled out a 2-10 season. So is 9-3 good enough anymore for Florida State? I don't know. We could find out, but
yeah,
I could see a path to 9 wins. And obviously if they beat Alabama, I think double digit wins is a real possibility.
Brett, how close are we to getting to 16 teams? I saw the Big Ten and SEC had a little disagreement, which, by the way, I was surprised. I thought they were on the same page about everything. But what do you think happens? Can we get to 16 teams there soon?
Yeah, Joe, I don't think so. Basically, to simplify it as much as possible, the Big Ten wants automatic qualifiers to go to 16 teams for their top four teams. The SEC does not, and those two leagues need to agree to get a 16-team playoff format going. So unless there's some drastic compromise in the next few weeks, I don't think it'll happen. They have to announce before December 1st what the format is for the playoff for 2026. And so if they cannot agree on any change, then we simply will do the 12-team format again in 2026. The good news is, at least starting this year, is they got rid of the automatic buys for the conference champions. So the conference champs of the five best leagues will still get a bid to the playoff, but they won't automatically be seeded in the top four. So that way the seeding will be more streamlined like the actual rankings are. But I don't see 16 teams, at least not in 2026. Yeah. Maybe they can figure it out for 2027.
Brett, before I let you go, does the ACC seem pretty solid for now? We had, you know, a couple teams a little upset until they made a few adjustments on money. But you feel good about the ACC staying together for now?
I mean, forever? No. For the next 3 years, yes. For the next 6 years, no. I think when all the TV deals the playoff usually will go, or in bowl stuff, will usually go in six-year increments. So this is the end of this current contract. So you go 6 years from this year to like 2031. I think around 2030, 2031, when the buyout for all the ACC teams, you know, that's all been made public what that is. Then I think if we are going to see some type of super league or two power conferences, SEC, Big Ten, by adding multiple members, then I think that's when that'll happen. But I think we'll see some stability for the next 2 or 3 years, but then buckle up. Miami fans know what it's like to have a hurricane hit South Florida, and there's going to be a big hurricane hit the ACC in about 4 to 6 years, yeah. I'm afraid.
Wow. Hey, speaking of ACC, Belichick, Bill Belichick, I don't know how good his team is. I hear everybody's thoughts. Everybody's all over the board. How good? I know he's going to coach him up, and he's Bill Belichick. How much talent does he have on that team?
Not a lot. I think they're about a – I think their win totals projected at 7.5, maybe 7 or 7.5. I think anything above 7 wins would be would be an achievement. I don't think they're going to be really good. I mean, you know, for what it's worth, North Carolina opens against TCU at home. They opened up about a 2-point favorite a couple months ago. Now TCU is favored by 3. So what does that mean? I think the smart people have looked at this North Carolina roster and looked at everything. And I think, they're going to be Colorado 2.0, if you will.
Yeah.
Kind of the Dion effect with Belichick, but they get the national stage out of the gate against a TCU team that, heck, anybody can win the Big 12, but they're pretty good. Talent wise, Joe, I think I don't think they're anywhere in the same level as the Clemson, Miami, even SMU, Louisville, so the ACC.
Brett, it sure is great talking to you, man. Really appreciate you coming on with us this morning. Can't wait to get this thing started, just a few weeks away. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, Brett McMurphy, On3 Sports College Football Insider. And a really good man, really, really good at getting information in college football. One of the absolute best. Hey, I'll tell you who else is the absolute best that I've been talking about for a while. Era Round the Clock, air conditioning and plumbing. I used to sing it, man. I've cut back. Big Daddy Lenny liked the singing, but, you know, I lost Big Daddy Lenny a few years back, but we haven't lost Era Round the Clock, air conditioning and plumbing. Yeah, it's still about great service, still about a couple of numbers I always throw out. What is it? I think it's like 37, 135, and 7. 37 years in the business, 135 trucks on the road every day, 7 days a week. That is part of what you get when you go to Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Trained and certified technicians, the best in the business, and licensed and experienced plumbers who work 7 days a week. Hey, by the way, you need a new air conditioning unit, you need a new water heater, you don't have to order it anywhere. All you got to call Air Around the Clock. They got a warehouse full of all different sizes ready to be delivered and installed to your home or your business or anything else. Same-day installation is always the goal. Financing plans, great people, still family-owned. Eric, Mike, Chippy, all the rest of them over there still going real strong at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. You make sure you tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call. Say we're related, we're friends, we used to be friends. 1-888-349-6922 for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some breaking news that has come in, but we also want to let people know if you want to see the Zac Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas this December, it is easy to enter. Log on to the Odyssey app and listen to WQAM for 1 hour. For more chances, listen every day. You'll have a chance to win. Winner receives round-trip airfare to Vegas, two tickets to see Zac Brown, and a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. This is a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. Special thanks to Messina Touring Group. And the breaking news here, Joe, involves Teddy Bridgewater. And it looks like he's going to go up and chat with the Bucks and is expected to sign with them today.
So let me get this right. So, okay. So I pay for Uber and the food for my players on my team so they get to and from practice. And you guys decide to kick me out, even though I wasn't making any money. So I've been suspended. So, all right, I'll just go to Tampa Bay and play quarterback. I'll just go and be one of the quarterbacks there. So that's too bad. I'm happy for Teddy if that's what he wanted to do and stay fairly close to home. And, by the way, he'll be with a lot of people don't know, but he'll be with a former teammate up there that played back in high school with on those great teams at Northwestern. Guy's been around for what's the linebacker's name? I just blanked out. I'm hyping him up, and I forgot the old Northwestern.
David.
Oh, he's been there forever. God, I can't think of his name. He was – they all part
Vontae
of it.
Vontae David?
Yeah, that's it. Man, was he good. Still good. Jeez. Keeps playing.
He would have taken that job regardless of – because we're getting a lot of people are asking. Like, he would have taken that job regardless of the situation at that school.
Ooh.
And I'm guessing if the Bucks called and we're like,
I don't know that. Only Stevie the Barber knows that for sure. I have no idea. I'd be making that up. So yeah. I'm not sure.
That's a good gig.
He loves coaching, but if teams keep calling you to come back and they're throwing money and a position, and listen, Teddy's been around the league now, so it's not like he's coming back for $100,000. He's coming back for a couple million minimum. So I'm guessing that's he wouldn't just show up for camp unless he was going to be around all year. I can't imagine. He'd go, hey, can I just be here for the camp? I'll do it. That sounds great. I'm guessing they had to give him some type of guarantee in there for that. Teddy loves playing, man, and loves being around the game, and he's very well respected. It's too bad, though. I feel bad for Northwestern that and again, he might have left anyway, like you said. I don't know. Only Stevie the Barber knows for sure. But that's Northwestern's loaded. Don't get me wrong now, whoever's got that team. But
can I throw one at you here? We got someone texted me, perhaps a well-respected person. They said they'd rather have Teddy than Zach Wilson as their backup quarterback. Your thoughts on that?
No.
Yeah, I'm with you. By the way, I think
I like Teddy, but no, no.
I think Zach Wilson has potential to be probably pretty good. And look, we saw what the Jets did to the other guy, right? Darnold, he goes and plays his ass off, gets a contract. Like, this guy could, have a revival here. You never know.
He so there's a lot of people don't like Zach Wilson. Okay,
well, he's not likable. It's fair.
I don't know if you by likable or not likable by what things you say or how you look what.
Like, I get it with him. Like, he gives off the rich kid vibes, so people don't like him. It's, it's whatever. He can't control that. It's not his fault.
But, he's second overall pick in a draft for a reason. They didn't just hey, we need a guy that's got a blonde hair, beautiful girlfriend. No, they brought him in. And he's got some work now. By the way, his coach came out very open. Coach Bevel said, hey, man, he's got some scars we got to take care of. He's been scarred up. He didn't say it, but it was the Jets. he didn't come right out and say it, but he did everything but say the Jets kind of like he came down and he goes, I got beat up real bad in New York and I need some help, man. I want Tua help. The same stuff Mike and you guys all did for him, can you do for me? And he's still got some work left. He's still got a lot of work left in that pocket and throws and learning the system. And that's why all this stuff. And there are a lot of people rooting for Quinn Ewers. There are a lot of people rooting for the young guy the guy that was supposed to go in the second or third round ends up going in the seventh round and played at Texas, and, you know, he's a rookie, and they want to, you know, and you'll get to see both of them. You'll get to see both of them. But
so Omar texted me, and he said about Teddy, he said he told teams he'd only play for him after the high school season's done. This has been 2 years of teams trying to employ Teddy.
Okay.
Some teams want him on their coaching staff. I don't know. This seems like a really good gig for him. Well, they got, so the Bucs depth chart is Baker Mayfield, Kyle Trask, and the guy he's coming in to replace is Michael Pratt.
Kyle Trask is a number two. I forgot about that. He's been there for a few years now, former Gator.
I mean, he could end up as the backup on that team, I would think.
I don't know. If Omar's saying that, he knows that he had chances to go other places and stayed. And
that'd be a tough gig to turn down, man.
So you only have so many
coach in high school.
You have only so many years, I'm guessing. You know, it's one thing. I know Teddy's made a lot of money. Teddy has made a lot of money as a quarterback. But, you know, it's hard to turn down $2.5-3 million, $4 million. That's a lot of money. You get out in the real world, you go, hey, man, there's not a lot of those. Check that. There's no jobs out there waiting for you. So I get it. And then this one was an easy one once they got rid of him, mm-hmm. told him don't come around. He's like, all right, well, I put this team together, and I picked up a big fat tab. Hey, Northwestern, the alumni and boosters, you guys go at it. Start doing the bake sales and stuff, because I won't be around to pick it up. I don't think Teddy got a lot of support from the school. Didn't I think my sources are telling me that.
And you have good sources.
Good sources, yeah. Very good sources. Now, he didn't get a lot of support from that school, which is really weird. Somebody wins a championship for you and gets the kids all fired up, and the team is just, I mean, they just drilled people through the playoffs. Got all these guys. Some more guys have transferred in. I don't know if they still did when they found out Teddy wasn't going to be there, but there are some guys on their way. They got some really good players. And you don't get support. And I don't mean to pick on the principal and AD. I'm not doing that. It's just what was told to me. But why would the AD not support Teddy right down to walking him to the car when the news came out? Like, why would you not be all in? Guy's good for the kid that went to high school there comes back to coach there. And by the way, he was telling everybody when he was finishing up here that he was going back. That's what he wanted to do. That already spread that he was coming back and had a handshake and was coming back to coach. But it is hard to turn down that money. I see both sides of it. Hey, can you come back? And
you're right about the short time span. I mean, he can coach high school football for the next
Yeah, he can come back later.
If he wants, yeah.
By the way, he'll have jobs waiting for him when he comes back.
He can coach college football or
There'll be jobs waiting for his ass when he comes back, Woody.
By the way, Texter said Zach Wilson will soon be the starter here. That came from 305. Another guy said Ewers will be number two in week one. Mark it down.
I love the mark it down. Hold on.
Yeah, write it down.
I've been waiting. It's
By
marked.
By the way, people can see that you're writing it down.
It's marked. Yeah, I'm not Tyreek. Hey, man.
There you go. Let me see. Can you hold it up a little higher so they can see it? There you go. Nice.
I'm marking it down. Quinn Ewers, starter. No, backup. Excuse me. Backup week one against the Colts. Hey, listen, if he plays lights out, I don't know. And the other guy, I don't know. Kind of hard to imagine.
Hey, man, the Quinn Ewers thing would be a great story if he's the next Brock Purdy. Be a fantastic story.
Hey, by the way, if he ends up being really good, you ran right into something you didn't think you were getting when you drafted him in the seventh round.
That's exactly what happened with the 49ers,
That's
right?
Exactly what happened.
I'd
love to have that problem where this guy plays like everybody thought he was. You know, there was a time when everybody said he was going to be the first quarterback taken, second guy was going in the first round, and then injuries and all the other things took him away. Hey, man, I didn't realize it. You know what time it is? It's 9 o'clock. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.